Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And by the way, don't forget, if you're a designer, graphic artist, or anyone with a visual knack, the deadline is this weekend to take part in the Map Your Moves Data Visualization Challenge. We asked our listeners to fill out a form listing everywhere they have lived over the last decade and why they moved. Almost 2,000 people responded. And now it's up to you artists and graphic designers to make that information beautiful. We're making all that data available to download. We want you to present the data as a map or image or movie or anything visual. It's up to you. Download the data set and find all the information you need at our website, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Now, 12% of Hispanics are unemployed. One-third don't have health insurance. 48% are really worried about losing their jobs. And yet the majority of Latinos are hopeful about their children's future and their own prospects. Those are some of the findings from an AP Univision survey just released. Joining me to discuss more about what they found and regarding economy, the economy, politics, and higher education and debt is Cheryl Chagrin, Univision's executive vice president of audience measurement, innovation, and analytics. Welcome to WNYC. Hello.
Hello. Glad to be here.
And Latinos, we're going to open up the phones on this one particular finding, which is that there seems to be a no-debt culture in Latino America. The poll confirms that Hispanics in general are averse to being in debt. With the housing boom and bust, this has actually insulated Hispanics to some extent because they avoid taking on mortgages they can't afford more than a lot of other people. But it also means that they are somewhat averse to taking out student loans to get a college degree. So Latinos, if you're listening right now and this sounds like you, give us a call. Do you think you, and for that matter, your community as a whole, are more debt averse than other people? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, 212-433-9692, or post to our webpage, WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Cheryl, do you want to talk about that that finding in particular?
I'd like to talk about that finding, and you are correct when you say that Hispanics are averse to taking on debt. Only about 50% of Hispanics own a home. Most of the rest of them rent. They are in many ways a cash or pay as you go society, in terms of 20% of Hispanics really pay cash for everything. The one area that the poll showed was that, in spite of the fact that they are averse to debt, they feel that their children having a college education is so important that the one area that almost all Hispanics said they would be willing to take on debt would be to pay for their children's education. Not for travel, not for clothes.
And yet the survey seemed to say that they still do that, take out college loans, at a lower rate than others, just as they take out other forms of debt.
At a lower rate than others, but the one area that just stood out clear when you asked Hispanics their hopes for their children, their hopes for their future, 94% of Hispanics said, regardless of location, regardless of language, said it's very, very important that my child have a four-year education, that we believe the country would be stronger if everybody had a four-year education, mm-hmm. that we would be willing to take on debt to make that happen. In spite of the fact that most of them, or many of them, did not go to college. And interestingly, when asked why they didn't go to college, the largest reason that they did not go to college is no one encouraged them to go. And I think that's why they are encouraging their children not only to go to college, but to succeed.
It is so, so common. It's such a classic story of children not thinking about going to college because no one encourages them to, and so they don't get on that track. And the adults, we could do a whole segment, maybe we should, after that answer in another show, just have people who were the first in their families to go to college talk about who that adult was, who said to them, took them aside. My mother was just telling me a story about this the other day, about when she was a little girl and her family had not had anybody in college, and someone took her aside when she was little, and she said, "You should think about college." And nobody had said that to her before, and I'm sure that's going on in so many families from so many backgrounds today. As that poll found, your poll found that Hispanics, more than other Americans, seem to value higher education. 87% saying college is extremely or very important, 87% compared to 78% of the overall population, so it's still high. 94% of Latinos in your survey say they expect their children to go to college, and yet the aspirations at the moment are greater than attainment. Just 13% of Hispanics have a bachelor's degree or higher, compared with 30% among Americans in general. Gladys in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. You're calling about being debt averse?
Yes, I think that we have a larger responsibility, not only furthering individually, but family, you know, parents and siblings who may not be as fortunate or have parents sometimes have not had education of their own. So they're making a you know, very minimal income. So therefore, it's not just the individual furtherment, but the family in general. So you cannot just think of yourself when you're thinking of taking out a loan or things like that. You think of the rest of the family and your responsibility to them as well.
Great, Gladys. Thank you very much. Josie in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC.
Hi. Yeah, my father drilled that into us at a very young age. My mother wasn't allowed to have any credit cards. I have no credit card debt. I only have American Express. And he was very clear that it was really an exploitative practice on the poor.
Any kind of debt, in his opinion.
Any kind of debt. We never owned a house because he was saving his money to pay for the house outright. But that said, I mean, we were a pretty poor family, but five of his seven kids went to college.
Wow. What's your background?
Mexican-American.
Josie, thank you. And John in Lido Beach, you're on WNYC. John?
Yes, I also wanted to give the opinion. I am also an immigrant who's entered the marketplace and so forth, and six of us did go to college, which was all of them. And half of us do have our post-college degrees. And we did do it through the hard work and effort. And one of the reasons we didn't take on the kind of debt or wanted to pay off the debt as quickly as possible is because we don't come from a background that we rely on the government to take care of us. We find solutions within our own home. That's part of the process of immigrating to America. And in doing so, you're able to understand that you're leaving a government because it never helped you. So you come here not with the aspirations that this government is going to help you, but you have to help yourself.
John,
and part of that is continuously paying your life as it goes.
John, I'm going to leave it there. I get your great points. Thank you very much. And for our guest, Cheryl Shagrin, Univision's Executive Vice President of Audience Measurement on the Univision Survey of Hispanics on debt and all kinds of other things. How have foreign-born Hispanics fared differently than U.S.-born Hispanics in terms of education and the economy?
Well, all the groups feel very strongly about education of their children. And some of the U.S.-born have done better in the economy, and some have done worse because because of this debt aversion, there are more foreign-born Hispanics that aren't in debt than some of the U.S.-born. One of the interesting findings from this research was, which was an incredible piece of research, was our ability to look at Hispanics not only just by the language they choose to speak at home, but to be able to compare U.S.-born Hispanics, whether they speak Spanish or English, Hispanics who were born, who came to the United States before they were 18, and Hispanics who came after they were 18. And the differences in those groups and the similarities in those groups. I mean, interestingly, one of the findings was that U.S.-born Hispanics have the strongest desire to maintain their Hispanic heritage, which I think the perception, it would be the reverse.
Isabel in Highland Park, you're on WNYC. Hi, Isabel.
Yeah, hi. I've been in the U.S. for 8 years, and I already have a college education from my country. Luckily, I don't have any debt back then. back there. I've been wanting to go to grad school, but it is very hard when you are not American born. It's very hard to get loans. You don't qualify for any financial aid. And if you get a private loan, you have to have a cosigner. And it is very difficult. And I'm on an H-1B visa.
Uh-huh.
So I've been working legally, pay taxes and everything. But it's just I have to pay out of my paycheck to go to school.
Isabel, thank you. And we'll give you a last word, Cheryl, on that plight. I mean, that's right along the lines of what you were talking about, the importance of college debt, and yet she's hitting certain barriers. We have 20 seconds.
And my guess is that it's because she's here alone and is perhaps does not have the family support that she would need in order to help her get to the next hurdle. I congratulate her on having gone to college and have gotten a degree, and I wish her luck.
All right. You can see more on our webpage from Univision's new survey of Hispanics in America about debt and all kinds of things. Cheryl Shagrin, Univision's Executive Vice President of Audience Measurement. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.